Okay, today is the first Sunday shiur for the new semester. Those that are new here, as we discussed on Sundays, we do a different inyan every Sunday. And a halacha l'maisa topic. I'm going to try to have most of them related to Inyanei Shabbos, since we're learning Shabbos. And the topic, and I first would like to thank Jacob Schulder, who was very involved in this inyan, who helped me a lot with this inyan, in making this packet and discussing the inyan. And that is the bracha of Me'ein Sheva. Right, we know Friday night in Shul, right, after Shmona Esrei, we have some type of mini Chazaras Hashatz. And we sing Magen Avos, right? And the question is, what is the reason for that takana? And when does it apply? Because we'll see, some opinions hold that it's only in the base Knesset Kavua. And then the question arises, what if you have a Shabbaton? What if you have a convention where people are gathering for one Shabbos in a hotel? Or a bar mitzvah, Shabbos bar mitzvah, that they're gathering for one Shabbos in a hotel, would you say Magen Avos or not? So the Gemara in Shabbos, in Chavdal and Medeis, we have more. Does everyone get? Does everyone get a packet? Well, there's more. There's a box that has more than. Gemara says the Amar Rava. Yontif shechal yos b'Shabbos. Yontif falls out on Shabbos. Shliach tzibur ayored lefnei atevar arvis einu tzorach laskel shol yontif. So the shliach tzibur who's davening for the omud, and he's going to say Magen Avos. So the question is, when he says Magen Avos, does he mention Yontif? But normally, like when you make Kiddush on Shabbos and it's also Yontif, so you mention Shabbos and you mention Yontif, right? So when you're saying the Magen Avos, you say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim, right? At the end of Magen Avos, or you just say Mekadesh HaShabbos? So the Gemara says Einu Tzorach L'Haskil Shol Yontif. You don't have to mention Shol Yontif. Because if it would have just been Yontif, it wouldn't have been Shabbos, then we wouldn't mention Magen Avos. Say on a regular Yontif night, do you say Magen Avos? No. So the Magen Avos is only coming al Shabbos, so therefore there's no necessity to mention Yontif. See, in Shmon Esrei, Yontif requires a mention of Shmon Esrei comes al Shabbos and Shmon Esrei comes on Yontif. So it is both Yontif and Shabbos. So you mention Shabbos in the Shmon Esrei and you mention Yontif in the Shmon Esrei. But by Magen Avos, you'll only mention Magen Avos on Friday nights. You don't have Magen Avos on Yontif nights. So Memela, when Yontif will fall out on Shabbos, and you say Magen Avos, you just say Mekadesh HaShabbos. Because it's only coming out Shabbos. It's not coming out Yontif. Shilmolei Shabbos, had it not been Shabbos, ain't Shliach Tzibur Yored Arvis B'Yontif. And the Gemara wants to compare that to another case. The Gemara says, "Hachi Hashta, can you really compare?" Hasan Bedinu Dafil B'Shabbos Nami Lo Tzorach. You see, and what's the pshat? Why taka do we mention it on Shabbos? How come? What's the reason for the takon of Mogen Avos? Normally, we don't have a Chazaras Hashatz on Maariv. And here we have this Chazaras Hashatz on Friday night. So what's the reason? Dinu de Beshvil Shabbos Namilu Tzarech. Rabbanan hu de takinu mishum sakana. Rabbanan made the takana mishum sakana. What's the sakana? Says Rashi. Mishum sakana is mazikin. Shelo hoyu batek nesio shalohem biyishuv. In other words, this sakana, the way Rashi is learning, is not robbers, not people with guns, but mazikin, demons, shadim. Right? There used to be a concept of shadim. Right? That the shuls used to be out in the fields. Shalom hayu batei knesiyot shalom biyishuv. So we didn't want people to be alone. So we're afraid a guy is going to come late. So then what's going to happen? After davening, everyone goes home. And he's left alone. And when you're left alone in the shul, then you have to go home yourself. The shadim are going to attack. But if you're with other people, the shadim stay away. The mazikim don't, right? So Mimela, they made a takana to prolong the davening on Friday nights. This way, if you prolong the davening on Friday nights, what will happen? This way, he'll be able to catch up. He'll keep the people in shul somewhat longer. And this way, the latecomer will what? Will be able to go home with everyone else. Now, it's a bit intriguing. First of all, like, why couldn't just people wait? You know, like, and how long is Mogen Avos? I mean, so I was discussing with Rabbi Berger, maybe, you know, some we'll see, maybe some say that's the mocker of singing Mogen Avos. Why should we sing Mogen Avos? Because you want to, you know, the whole idea of Mogen Avos, take, Rabbi Berger said, you shouldn't only sing it, you should have a fancy chazan, you know, a fancy chazan could make anything take, you can take Mogen Avos, can take a half an hour if you have you do a real good job to it. You know, maybe that's the real way to do Mogen Avos. Right? Have a fancy, one of those fancy chazanim come in and do a Mogen Avos, and it'll take a half an hour. Then I can understand what the whole idea of Mogen Avos is. It's just hard to understand. So the way we say, even the way we sing Mogen Avos, so how long does the whole Mogen Avos take? 2 minutes? 3 minutes? So they couldn't have, they got, people couldn't wait 3 minutes? And therefore they had to make a new bracha. Unless you say that the Mogen Avos, they sang it, and they prolonged it. So therefore, this way you stay in shul a little longer. Now, what's the obvious question? Why does this have to do with Friday night? Look, any night then. Why only Friday nights? So let's have this Mogen Avos Monday night, Tuesday night, right? So look, Rashi, Mishum Sakana, Mazikim, Shalom Hayu Botek Nesir Shalom B'Yishuv, Chol Shar Leilei Hachol Hayu Hasukim B'Melachton, Uvegomer Melachton Mispal Marvis B'Vesem. Wow. He says people didn't go to shul for Maariv during the week. People were in the fields doing their work, and then when they finished their work, they came home, they davened Maariv at home. That was the culture. That was the way things were. Going to shul was a Friday night thing. It wasn't a Monday night thing, Tuesday night thing, Wednesday night thing. Monday night, you were busy. You were busy working. And you come home, you davened Maariv at home. So there was no takana. Okay, we'll see. So you're born with Beis HaKnesses, but you're born with Beis HaKnesses.
That's
how Rashi explains. They were marich the tefillas hatzibur. So that's what it is. That was what Magen Avos was all about. Magen Avos was just a mechanism of prolonging the Shmoneh Esrei. Now, as one of the fellows asked me, what's a similar thing that we find to Magen Avos is Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen V'Amen, which also was something that was done for prolonging. And so what's on that? So we'll see if there's any comparisons between Magen Avos and Baruch Hashem La'olam. The Yerushalmi, Rabbosai, on page 2, has a different approach to this idea of Magen Avos. Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Nagin and Taman, B'mokom She'en Yayin, Shlich Tzibo Over Lefnei HaTeva, V'omer Bracha Achas Me'en Sheva, V'chosim Mekadish Yisrael Ves Yom HaShabbos. Rashi, look in the Korbnei Moshe, I didn't bracket it, two lines from the bottom. Nagin Taman B'bovil, B'mokom She'en Yayin, Lekadish Olof HaShatz Over Lefnei HaTeva, V'omer Birkas Me'en Sheva, V'chosim V'zeh Yotzu Yudei Kiddush. Another totally different shot in Magen Avos. The Magen Avos was a takana for a community that didn't have wine, right? We know that minig in many shuls is Friday night you make kiddush al hayayin, because there's one takana of having kiddush in the Shmoneh Esrei, and then another takana to kiddush al hayayin. But what if you don't have yayin? So in lieu of not having yayin, they would say Magen Avos. Such a strange thing. Strange. Like, if you're saying there's something special about wine, even though we daven in the Shmoneh Esrei, there's something special about wine. So this was, wine was a takana drabon, and this was another takana in lieu of wine. But it's mashma, this was said only when they didn't have wine. If they had wine, you didn't say Magen Avos. So this is a whole totally different explanation of what Magen Avos is all about, this Yerushalmi. Let's look in the Rambam. Rambam says, "V'lama tiknu chachamim ze? Why did the chachamim make a takana of Magen Avos? Nisharov ha'am ba'im lispalo arvis b'leili shabbosos. V'yesh sham mishen is acher lavo v'lo hishlim tfiloso. V'yishrael levado be'beis knesset v'yomod lo isakana. V'chachos ze shlich tzibur mispalo kidei sheizakvu kol ama cheyashlim as acher v'yetzimah." So that's very clear cut, like we saw in the Rambam. It's a a technique to prolong the davening. Like Rashi, yeah. Why only Friday night? Because they didn't go to, that was the only time they went to shul. It's Friday night. There's another pshat that's given. If you take a look in the Gemara Psachim on page 4, Kuv Yud Beis Amud Beis. Verses Al Teitzei Yichidi Balayla. You shouldn't go out alone at night.
Tanya lo yeti yichidi b'layla, lo b'layli revios v'lo b'layli shabbosos.
It was on what, Tuesday nights and Friday nights. You shouldn't go out alone.
Well, Leile reveals probably the night before two, when like just like Leile Shabbos is the night before Shabbos, Friday night and Tuesday nights. Friday nights and Tuesday nights, you don't go out. Why? Meisha Agras Bas Machlas.
Because this demon, the name of the demon is called Agras Bas Machlas.
He Ushmona Esrei Ribo, 18,000 Malochei Chavola.
There was this Agras Bas Machlas and 18,000 of the goons. Of the goons. 18,000 of these demons going with Agras Bas Machlas. They're out. They're out on the, you know, to
Chol Echad Ve'Echad Yesh Lo Rishus L'Chabel B'Fnei Atzmo.
And each one of these 18,000, you know, is a potent figure on its own right. So therefore, we don't want you to go out on Friday night.
Why don't we go on Friday night?
So if you look in the Machzor Vitri of Rabbeinu Simcha, who is one of Rashi's Talmidim, the bottom, right side.
Hetakti mitshuvas Rashi. Feels mogen ovos mifurish b'shabes mishum sakana tiknua. Da nidda rishus l'mazikim. Hetani b'abe psochim lo yitzi adam yochid b'leil shivios v'leil shabosev. Nesha agres v'smachas yotza shmon esve yiribu malach haval ima v'cholechad yeshu l'shus v'chabel.
So he gives now another reason. In other words, you don't have to say the reason now that pshat is because people don't go to shul the rest of the week. It's because Friday night was a time that there were mazikin around. So since Friday night is a time for mazikin around, in other words, maybe people went to shul every night. As we last week kasha on Tuesday nights, they should have had a mugging of us. Okay, so we'll give another reason why they're not. Right, but I'm saying that you don't have to come on to the reason that they're not going to shul. Even if they would be going to shul, the reason why Friday night needed a mogen avos is because Friday night is the dangerous night. Right, because, yeah, they're going to shul. But I'm saying, but even if they would go to shul Monday night, they still wouldn't have been a mogen avos for Monday night, because Monday night, there's no mazikin around. But I'm saying, but even if they would be, there still wouldn't have been a mogen avos made on Monday night.
It's the time that people are still around, man. So the whole board is saying, the person should go out alone.
Right.
But if they're still in the sados on Monday night, even not everyone's going to go to shul, there's still people working. So there will still be people around, yeah, supposed to try.
In other words, the question we have to ask is, why is the concern for mogen avos dafka on Friday night? Isn't there... Right? Isn't there other nights of the week that there should be a concern also? So the answer is because no, the other nights of the week didn't have them, the demons. The demons weren't going around. Yeah.
Can you say Baruch Hashem Yola maybe does that purpose also during the week?
Oh, yeah. So that's a good point. We're going to get to it's one more point that Machzor Vitri makes on the left side, the arrow on the left side.
The skinishi achazim spal tfilas mogein to benkach, benkach spal hayochid v'lo yishar yichidi.
Now, what's the reason why? The Shabbos, why dafka Shabbos? So he gives another pshat. Ein yochol lahadlik v'litol avuka biyado. It was apparently they're only mazik if it's dark. But if you have an avuka, you have a torch, so you don't, it's also, you don't have to be afraid. So memela on Shabbos, they're not allowed to light the torch. So memela, the mazikin were able to chop. You know, you're afraid of them. But during the week, you don't have to... during the week. You just take a torch, so you didn't have to worry about it. Okay, this is just to explain various explanations of why the takan is only Friday night. Either because Friday night is the mazika night, Friday night you can't light an avuka, or it's Friday night's the only night that they want to shul. Okay. Good. Okay. I can't hear you. What?
Just like they're treated like Friday night for shul, so. Or they won't go to shul.
Would they go to shul? I don't know, we have to see. It's not so postured they would go to shul on Yontif night either.
Good, anyway they can take an avuka on them.
Right.
So according to this.
Right.
But I think he's not explaining the Mazikim Shah, because we had the question on the Mazikim Shah was that Tuesday night is also Brahma.
Right. That helps that out.
That's the answer.
That's the answer, right. Yeah. Okay, the Rivash now is the first source. Okay, so till now we were just discussing, so basically we have two Mahalchim, what the point of Magen Avos was. Either because for the latecomers to stall the davening, or Yerushalmi says it was because they didn't, in places where they didn't have wine, they were given. So says the Rivash, Im ein omri mosho beis chasanim beis ovel, Sefish mitchila no niskana ela bebeis haknesses, shahayu hakol baim sham v'shahaisa besade b'makom sakanas mazikin. So the Rivash says there's a concept of beis chasanim, and beis chasanim means the week of the sheva brachas. They used to build like sukkahs, like party houses, based on Mishnah, and they would build them. Today, you know, we're more advanced. We can just go to hotels or different. But they would build structures for the chasen and kala and the whole, shushbinim to hang for 7 weeks and party and stuff like that. And they would, right, well, yeah, they would be living in that. Or Beis Avel, we know what a Beis Avel is. Somebody, Rahman Al-Fan, is sitting Shiva, and that's in his house, is the Beis Avel. So, and obviously in the Beis Chasanim, they would be davening there. They would have a minion there in the Beis Chasanim, and in the Beis Avel. It's a minion. So the question is, on Friday night, in the Beis Chasanim, and the Beis Avel, do you say Magen Avos? So the Rivash says no. The Beis HaKnesses Shehayu HaKol Ba'im Shom. That the Takana was only in the shul where everyone was going to that shul. In other words, the Beis HaKnesses Kavua. The Shehayisa Basad B'makom Sakanas Mazikin. But the Takana, in other words, the Takana was made for a shul, for latecomers in a shul, or according to Yerushalmi, for Kiddush in the shul. But if you have a minyan in a Beis Chasanim or in a Beis Ovel that's not a Makom Kavua, this minyan is just for this week. It's just for this one occasion. Right? They're having the Beis Ovel for 1 week, a Beis Chasanim for 1 week, and then no more shul, no more minyan, no more this. So then, if that be the case, so this is the first source that opens up the whole discussion of what about the NCSY Shabbaton that's not in the shul, right? I'm sure they have a lot of them that are not in shuls, right? That they, or the OU convention, or the Agudah convention, or the Torah Masorah convention, or the weekend bar mitzvah in the Washington. Oh, did they close the Washington Hotel? They closed it. Vermacht. Jackson Hotel. It used to be the Washington Hotel. Everyone,
any good Jew went to a bar mitzvah in the Washington Hotel. I mean, how can you be Jewish b'zman hazeh and not go to a bar mitzvah in the Washington Hotel, right? You know, so what's the story with Magen Avos? So I'll be pashas, if you read this Rivash, no Magen Avos, right? Yeah. A block minion. In other words, you live in Teaneck, or you live in wherever, right? In a lot of these communities in New Jersey, we don't, in Brooklyn and Washington Heights, we don't have this so much, but in the suburban communities, where the shuls are everything's spread out, the person has to have a half an hour walk to shul, so mainly he does it Shabbos morning, but Friday night, you know, West Orange and other places like that, you know, so they have these minions, the block minions, or whatever, sweats, what do you call it? Yeah, all these, what? Yeah, so the question is there, well, so that's what we're going to try to figure out. Every week, and that's where in the Queens. I understand, Kew Garden Hills, you need to have a. There are not enough shuls in Kew Garden Hills? Four blocks is too much. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of these. See, Mail, I can understand in Jersey. You have to walk a half an hour. This is okay. So let's figure that out. So we're gonna see. Yeah. Well, demons apparently, I mean, the demons are throughout Shas. You know, there was, in other words, God put these powers into the world. I don't know if I'm not saying we have it b'zman hazeh. I don't know if they exist so much b'zman hazeh, but apparently in Chazal you see the concept of demons. I don't know, the Rambam, he's the one who says that there's, you know, he was the rationalist, so he's not into the demons. And some say that when he wrote it, that's when they stopped, you know. No, we just saw it in the Rambam. He had Magen Avos. Does he... Yeah, so Sakana could... The other possibility, Sakana just means, you know, robbers, guys with knives. You know, you don't have to learn that it's... It's Mazikin. Rashi said Mazikin, but Rambam just says Mishum Sakana. That could be interpreted to mean just, bandits. Yeah, sometimes Sakana is got a shore.
According to this Rigosh, was it said by the shuls, and it says only by shuls that were in the southern? Maybe even by.
I guess the demons weren't so much in the...
Right, what I'm saying is, would they say it in the shul if the shul was in a city? Maybe you don't say it then also.
Right, you're saying that even in the shul you shouldn't say it if it's in the city. You hear what he's asking? What about, in other words, a shul in a city? Maybe you shouldn't say it also. Right, so we're going to see. You're right. In other words,
Avram is asking a tremendous question. In other words, we say you don't say it in the Beis Ovel and the Beis Chasanim, but maybe you shouldn't even say it in a regular shul if it's in the city. Oh, so we'll see. Would apply, right? But Lamaisa, we do say it in the shuls. Right, so we'll see. So in other words, the minhag became to say it in a Beis Knesset Kavua, which you're right, is already a step, but at least we don't want to go two steps.
That's
yeah. Okay. Take a look in the page 7 of the tour. Torah also discusses this. V'omer shliach tzibur bracha achas mein sheva. Shimogen oves b'dvaro. V'elkeinu v'elkei v'seinu v'tzei v'nu chaseinu. Kol tzayim bracha da Hashem mikadesh ha-shabbos. Because of Avi ha-Ezri, that's the Rav Yah, she'ein li-yachid lo marosso. That a yachid should not say what? Maganovas. It's only for a minion. Shalonitzko amshum sakanas hamazikin, shabak neknios, shalhem hayubisados. Diglosom shum bnei adam shabachum lavo. He's hamutfilosom. So if you're, even if you're in the shul, but there's no minion there, you also don't say maganovas. So we have two things here. Maganovas is din in minion and din in shul. And you need both of them. You need both of them. So says the Beis Yosef on page 8. Kosef Hagon Maria Abuhav B'shem Sefer HaMinhogos Deis Chassanav Avolim Deleika Taima Temachim Lavosh Yunizikim Lo Amrinam Bracha Achas Mein Sheva. So the whole idea is that people are for the latecomers. But there's no concept of a latecomer to something that's not a regular place. In other words, a latecomer is that there's a regular shul and they're latecomers. You don't say that they're latecomers to the Beis Chasanim. Because that's not where... Latecomers, the concept of latecomers to the shul. Of course you can be late to a Beis Chasanim, but in other words, that's not where people are going for davening. They're going for the Beis Chasanim and Memelo del Davin. So there was no takana. I don't think that's the reason, because everyone knows each other. You're saying a chiddush. Is that the pshat because everyone knows the din, because everyone knows it? Or no, because people are not coming. It was only made. And the shul people are coming to, and they're going to come late. They come late sometimes. But I don't think it's a din that because everyone knows each other, and based on Veilim, everyone knows each other. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know. I think you're saying a chiddush. So this halach is quoted in Shulchan Aruch on page 9. Beis Sam Chesyud. Ein omen brocha mein sheva bebeis chasanim vavelim deleka taima demachrim lovo sheyu nizokim. Maybe the pshat is there's no machrim lavo. But Whereas Reis Chassanim, everyone's there the whole time. No one's coming either. Everyone's there. Everyone's there. It's like you're having a 7-day7-day party, right? 7-day party. So everyone's there the whole time. So there's no machin lavo. And what about Beis Avelin? Maybe Beis Avelin is same thing. Yeah, no one's coming to the right. Yeah, oh, we'll get to that. Okay. Right. So they would stick around, they wouldn't leave. Okay. That's also an interesting, right. Central, they have a set time. And Beis Avelin also. So today they have set times in the Beis Avelin, but maybe then they didn't necessarily have. Okay. Take a look in the Taz on page 9. Beis Chassanim, Peir Shem Spalim BeBeisim BeMinyan. V'nira Kol Shekein Osan Shem Spalim LeProkim BeMinyan BeBayis. V'Einu Holchim LeBeis HaKnesses. There is also people who have they make minyanim in the house, and then they don't go to shul. So that's also not a Beis Knesses Kavur. Now, Klal Bezed, Vilgabi Didan, Ain't Sir Klal Lomar, also feel Beis Knesses Kavur. See, because really, Bezman Azeh, we shouldn't say it any place, even in Shul. They ain't Sakana, because we don't have Sakana Bezman Azeh, Moshe Kosu Betur. And Mishum Tkvar Teknua, Bimokam Sakana, Adayin Osim Kain. But since the original Takana was made, and the Shuls used to be a Sakana, so even in our Shuls, that there's no Sakana, we make it. However, in other words, and that's what Avram was asking, so we'll only extend it to shuls. Because we might say, we shouldn't say it any place, Bezman Hazeh, because there's no sakana. And yet we do, so limited to shuls. In other words, originally, in the real situation, was there a sakana, so then there was sakana in the shuls, there weren't sakana in the Beis Avel, so fine. Today, there's not even sakana in shuls. So really, we shouldn't even be saying them in shuls. But Lebaisa, the minig was to say it in shul, because that was similar to the original scenario. Culture in kviyas a mokum, but that's only a mokum kavua. But if it's not a mokum kavua, then there's no even the minig. We call mokum nira dosim shakomi mokum lispalo al eze yomim. K'mon shugim losos biyiridim. Zehav adom lebeis knesses kavua va'omim sham brachazu. What if you have a group of people that get together for a couple of... Now, we'll have to see what that means. They get together this certain amount of days, and they have minyanim. So that's similar, maybe, to a Shabbaton. I mean, how many days it has to be? How many days they get together for several days? So the Taz wants to say, in other words, what's the Taz's word? That even shuls, Rishilia shouldn't say it. So Mela, there's a minig in shuls. So anything that looks like a shul, anything that has that semblance of a shul, it could also be nichlal in the minig. But if it doesn't have a semblance of a shul, stamia, you're getting together for one night. You want to have a Friday night meal together in some place, so you decide that you have an ofruf. You have so you can have Friday night meal in the catering hall someplace, right? So before eating the meal, everyone will get together and they'll daven ma'ariv there. So that's a one time thing, one meal and one davening. So that's not dumia, that has no kvius at all. Has to have some level of kvius. So the question is, he says eze yomim. So eze yomim is. You know, what does the Taz mean? Eze yomim. What's eze yomim? So take a look in the Shulchan Aruch Harav on page 14 from the Alter Rebbe. Harebi Hazakain. Of Shneir Zalman, Balatanya, says, "Ain omrim bracha main zayin el beveis knesses kavua. Dainu b'chol mokum shemispalim bo ba'asara b'kvias. Avo mokum shemispalim bo ba'asara b'akray ba'alma. Yan osim sh'osim lefrakim minyan beveisam. Once in a while they make a minyan in the house. V'chein beveis chasanim ba'veilim sh'osim minyan beveisam. Ain lo morsham bracha main zayin. V'kein sh'ain sham minyan kavua." Lo shaykh atam bishvil shi yisayim at tfilos ma machim lavo. Vavu pi shaach shal botei knetziyo shal lono bi yishuv lo shaykh klal tam. The whole reason doesn't apply. That's mamish Avram Levitz ha'ora. Mamish Avram Levitz ha'ora. Mamish. That the botei knetziyo shal lono bi yishuv. So the whole thing is not shaykh. But still, takhanes chachomim lo botlo. You're the balatanya of the generation. Avu pi shabotol hatam shabiglo tiknu. In other words, it was the takonim in a shul. That was the original thing. But if it's not a shul, then there's no takonim. So it's a takonim in the shul, even though it doesn't make sense in a shul, also to say it. But then he says, in kovi mokum lispalba asara. Ezes man. Now he's calling the Taz. Going to read them. Shirigim likvo makom alkam shavuos. So Rav Yaakov ben Avigdor Shulder, he likes this Shulchan Aruch Harav because he says it means kama shavuos. And yesh mi shahora. That's the Taz. Lo omer sham. Shigam sham yesh amachim lavo. Makom shenagul omer af minyan shavuos. Even though I'm not convinced that that's what the Taz meant. I mean, you're right. Yerim used to be like some type of fair. But people would sell things. You know, they would camp out for... So... You know, the whole halacha is very fluid. Because it's not well defined. So what's a kvias? So the Taz has this thing, Eze Yomim. Yeah, well, summer camp for sure is okay. Because a summer camp, mamish, you're there for 8 weeks, you're there for, you know, it's mamish kavua. Yeah, it's kavua. I mean, even if you're staying only for 1 month, but the minyan's kavua. I mean, what if you're going to a shul for one Shabbos? You're only staying there for one Shabbos, but the minyan's there for 1,000 years. Kevin?
What about a building that's a shul, but it's not used for a specific minyan? Like, they don't have minyans on Friday night, and one week you decide to have a Friday night.
Yeah, so I had that question, my offer, that we had a Friday night minyan. We made our own Friday night minyan in a shul that has a regular minyan, but we made our own Friday night minyan. So Rabbi really thought we can be makel to say it. Because it's in a shul. It's in a shul. It's just that that minyan never exists in that shul. But it's in a shul, but it's not a minyan kavua. So we said it. We said it.
Like
the Washington Hotel, where they have a minyan every week, but it's different people.
There's a shul, a designated area for a shul.
Saying that maybe Washington
Hotel
is a shul,
there,
like the
Homo. It has a status of a shul, it's just there's different people every week.
Right. Yeah, maybe that's better. In other words, it's a shul, that but the people who constitute the minyan are different. Well, like the Homo, right? The Homo has a shul, but... it's different people that that constitute the shul. What?
It doesn't say anything about the people, it's just the time in the mukhmah.
Right, so it's a minyan kavua.
Yeah.
Right. Right, so, yeah, Ellie?
Well, we're talking about it on the previous methods, like sometimes like, we'll have like, they have once a month to have like, the young people in the meeting. We do it like in the social hall.
Right. Yeah. But the rest of the time they don't have it.
Right, but no, I mean they do it like once a month they have a young people.
Yeah. So the question is there a mila to of a minyan she'ena kavua in a edifice of a base knesses that has a minyan kavua in it? Yeah. No, a minyan factory always has those minyanim there. It's a shul that has. You're saying, oh, that's a good point. In other words, you're at the kotel. The tivari at the kotel. You're at the kotel, and. And you're just scrounging up your own minyan there. You don't go. You didn't have a minyan kavua, like so you came late or whatever. So the kotel has a din of base knesses, but the minyan that you're making is a minyan she'ena kavua. But the minhag Yerushalayim, Rav Shulda points out, is that Rav Sharabi. That everything is what? Everything is kavu in Yerushalayim. That all Yerushalayim is like one basically is kavu. Everything is kavu. In Yerushalayim, you always say Magen Avos. Yerushalayim, you always right. Even in ad hoc, everything. But in Yerushalayim, you always say Magen Avos. There's no sakana there. Ooh. What about Haredim? Yeah. It could be like Rabbi Willick thought, if you're in the shul, so even though it's not a minyan kavua, but it's in the shul, so that's more of a svara to be makel. But if you just have a Kevin, like it's a lot of times I have an NCSY Shabbaton, like where? What? I can't hear you. Buffalo Grove, Illinois. So where do they do it there? You have it in what?
They're usually no Friday night minyan in the shul, but you can make
them. Oh, but it's a shul.
Yes.
But sometimes they have, I'm sure they have Shabbatons that are not in the shuls, right? Right. Like where?
Like in a school.
Like in a hotel. And that hotel is not the home whack that has a regular, it's a hotel you're having a one minyan for that Shabbos.
Right, so L'chora, if you're having a hotel, and it's not a place like the Washington Hotel or the Homewack, that there's a shul there, Bekvias, that has a minion there, it's just different people. This doesn't exist. This is the one-time minion. And L'chora, for sure, you shouldn't say Magen Avos. You should not say Magen Avos. Yeah, but one day is not a kvias. One day is not kvias. Kvias means kvias. One day is not kvias. Should be. One day. You know, even if you're in a shul that they normally don't get a minyan Friday night, so when the Shabbaton is there, then they have a minyan, but l'maisa, it's a shul. The shul is makum kavua for. So I think that would... Right. Yeah. Okay, so let's look in the Magen Avraham now on page 9. Beis HaHasanim. Al Beis HaMedrash, Mokum Shemekatsim Shama Talmidim, Omer Moso. And the Beis HaMedrash also doesn't have to be Dafka Beis Knesses. And that's the Chuvas Radvaz. Right, if you want to see the whole Chuvah, it's on page 12 here. But then, Yudalad, the Lekat Taima, B'mokum Shenogim La'omra Eim Limchos Biyodim. He says, if you have a Mokum that they're knowing to say it, in the base, if there's a minhag to say it, then you shouldn't be mocha. Because we're going to see that there is a shita that doesn't hold from this whole thing of minyan kavua, of base kinesis kavua. So the Magen Avraham says if someone says it, there's a minhag to say it, you shouldn't be mocha. So the story I was told that at Agudah convention one year, they said Magen Avos. I think one of the Gera Rebbes was there, Gera Shashiva or something. They told him to say it, and then Rav Moshe complained afterwards. Rav Moshe Feinstein was there, and he complained. He said they shouldn't have said it. So, what? I think he was. Yes, I have to get the exact details. But I think he was mocha the way I heard the story, that he was mocha. What about this Magen Avraham? Unless you say Magen Avraham, I'm just thinking that now. It's not that they had a minhag to say it, they just didn't know and they said it. You understand? It's not like there was a minhag. But the pashas is, you know, Rav Shechter told me that recently, in the recent years at the conventions, they haven't been saying Magen Avos in these conventions, in recent years. Like they have conventions in these hotels that are not Jewish hotels, right? So in the recent years, they have not been saying Magen Avos. And L'chora, the Pasha says you shouldn't say Magen Avos, because it's not, unless you go to the Homewack. So there's a shul there all the time. Where, I don't manage every week, but you know the whole season of the Homework, right? There's a shul there, yeah. But if you're just going to have a hotel that's not, you know, a Jewish hotel, people are just coming for the weekend to have a convention, so then you don't say Magen Avos. But there is one sheet that doesn't hold from everything we said, and that's the Maral Bach. Just take a look before we go to that. There's a discussion on page 10 in the Prima Gaudim whether you need a Sefer Torah to make it Kavu or not. The Ayah Ishal Avram says, "Hey, Magrein Taz, Oschaz Mizeh, Gibay Davke Sefer Torah." Look in the Mishpat Sosav, Rab Davke Bay Sheish Bo Sefer Torah. Quote from the Ohr Rabba that you need a Sefer Torah. If it's not, it doesn't have a Sefer Torah, it's not kavua. And that's the Eliyahu Rabba. Oh, so take a look at the source of the Sefer Torah thing is the Eliyahu Rabba, page 11. Take a look on page 11. Ain't Sarach Lom Perish. Shemsalim Beisam Beminion. Koshkin also Shemsalim Befrakim Beminion Bevais. Chase Kavir says the Yomim be Reedim. Don't waste Kavir Kavu the Omrim. Beis Medrash Mokhim Shemkasim Talmidim Mikri Kavu. Why is she Yesh Sefer Torah Mishpalim Beminion in the Lava Rafi Yibid Yadei? If you have a shul, a house, that there's a Sefer Torah, maybe that's Kavir. So Mitaz Mavur Shesh Kavir says the Yomim Omrim. Sarach Lom Adamai Shesh Sefer Torah. That even the Taz, who says if you have a kviyas for several days, that's only if there's a Sefer Torah. Lo Sefer Torah, lo mikri kavua. Okay, one second. And then he points out another point that he points out that we haven't seen yet on the right side of the page. Well, Shabbos, Peish Rashi V'ran Hatam De'Bechol Hayu Oskim Umlachtam. Shpalim Arviz Bevesim. How come in Yontif? The question is, how come in Yontif, Zalman? There's no Mogen Avos. L'chor Yontif, right? How come in Yontif there's no Mogen Avos? So he says, Yontif, they also didn't come to Shul. They were involved in the menus to help out in the cooking, and they were involved with the Ochel Nefesh. So the only time people came to Shul was Friday night. Friday night, there was you can't go to work, and there's no cooking. Yontif, people didn't go to Shul because they were busy cooking. So there's no takana on Yontif. Yeah. The second night. Yeah. What about yeah? What in terms of what? What's the question? They were cooking. So that night they'll cook for the future day. If they have to go to shul, they'll lose out all the time. Yeah. One second. Yeah. Yeah? Right, but you don't need Kama Shavuos. Okay, but okay, that's a separate shear, how much you need. The question how much you need. But I don't think anyone says you need Fakir, that's a raya against because no one says you need Kama Shavuos. It's a different opinion, right? If you're miyachen mokom, then you don't even need then right away. That's okay. Yeah. Right. That's a good shot. Yeah. That's also a good pshat. Harav Yaakov Feitelowitz. No, the Rav held you didn't need a Sefer Torah B'chlal. Others say that you do need a Sefer Torah, but the Sefer Torah doesn't have to be mamish in that same room. Maybe. Now, You look at the Eshel Avram on page 13. This is the Eshel Avram of Buchach, whose last name was Warman. Rabbi Warman is a descendant. The present Rabbi Warman is from Yeshivas Hank. Formerly of Yeshivas Hank. Yeah, the Eshel Avram Buchach. Is a Hasidim like to call it, yeah. Yes. Lavka Buchach, not to be confused with the Prima Gardens Eshel Avram. So he says, Hagam Shekosev Ataz, Bracha Mein Sheva, B'mokom Shekavu L'Sparo, Beis HaYirid, B'kom Mokom Nirid, De Ein Zoskim Shek, Kavu L'Kama Yom Ritzufim, L'Sparo B'tzi B'shachas Mincha Arv, B'ashen Kim Shemtzvam Mach B'shachal, L'Obera V'Ehtav, Or B'li Ritzufim, B'ayom Tzorach L'Ayinim L'Varach, Tzorach Brachas L'Hakel. Tzorach L'Ayinim L'Ayinim Zem Asher Hu Tachas Gag Echad, In Beis HaMedrash Kavu. Do you hear what he's saying here? He's saying, first of all, even if you want to follow the Taz, it has to be that you were there and there was a minion, you know, for consecutive days. But then, what's his last line? Venera. Tell me what you think he's saying in that last line. No good. Right? And he's saying that even if you're in the same building with a base medrash kavua, but yours is not kavua, you shouldn't say Mogen Avos.
So really
right. Right. So, this is against what I think Rabbi Willis said, because the Buchach says Mefarish. The Beferish of Buchach, that even if the minion, in other words, not like what I told you before, that you have to have, in other words, and that's, who was talking about the social hall minion, where they have the young couple, social hall ones? So, according to the Buchach, no Mogen Avos. Now, we've been very one-sided till now, because we saw the Rivash. It's all based on the Rivash, the Mari Abuhav, you know, all these things. But it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Now, there's a whole other camp now. A whole other camp that never heard of such halacha. And let's see who's part of this camp. So, sort of Levi Ibn Chabib, the Maral Bach. He has a tshuva. So before we read what the Maral Bach says, he's going to quote from the Orchas Chaim of Rabbi Aaron HaKohen Milunil. That's a Rishon. That's a Rishon. Rabbi Aaron HaKohen Milunil. So let's see what Rabbi Aaron HaKohen Milunil has to say on this matter. Let's see. Harav Yechilu Tiknu. Shimer Chas Bekol Ram Bracha Achaz Mein Shevam Nei Rovam Boim Berav Shabbos L'Spal Shom Batek Dekfiyos HaHem Rechokim Min HaYishuv Yesh Machim Lavo V'lo Yespiku Lig Mor Tfilosim Metzi V'yisharu Sham Yechidim V'yisakon Lam Nei Mezikim V'yem Tiknu Shiyom Hashas Bracha Zuh Shiyochol V'yishi Yisachil Ashkim Tfilosim Kon Shiyochol Tzibu Misham Kozim Seven Hogos Good. Rav Nosson Zal Kosev Tamacher Mishum Madim the Mishamish Be'er Shabbos Teknu Zal B'Shabbos V'lo B'Yontiv, because that Mazel Madim is Sholeit on Erev Shabbos. There's a special Mazel constellation that's Sholeit on Erev Shabbos. This is a new thing we haven't seen, the Mazel Madim. Tiknu zal b'Shabbos v'lo b'yontiv, v'yontiv shechal yos b'erev Shabbos, nam yarmin alei, deshalo zechalek b'Shabbosos.
Hashem Bayu true Mochel Nefesh, right? We saw that already. Now, B'Shabbat Shechal Bo Yom Rishon Shel Pesach. What about when the first day of Pesach is Shabbos? Shabbos is the first day of Pesach. So Friday night, the first Seder is Friday night. So do you say Mogen Avos? So this is a whole discussion. Ein Omrim Osa, because it's Leil Shmurim. Right? If the first night, if the first night is Friday night, so normally Friday night you say Mogen Avos, but first night of Pesach is called Leil Shmurim, and it's the night that's Meshumer Min HaMazikin. However, Yesh Mekomos that do say it, even in Leil Shmurim, and Hakol Holech Achar Minhag. Okay. Now, okay, so that's what he says over here. However, on page 18, he says another thing. Shvichas Damim. Now, what is this talk? This is talking about Beis Avel. This part of the Orchas Chaim is talking about Avelus. So he says, "Betfilas Arvish Shal Shabbos, Ein Omrim Bracha Main Sheva, Lo Ba Med Badlikim." That in the Beis Avel, you don't say Brichas Mein Sheva, you don't say B'med Madlikim, you just say Vayichulu and Kaddish Shalom in the Beis Avel on Friday night. And some have a minute to say Mein Sheva, but not B'med Madlikim. V'yesh Mekomos Omrim Hakol. And some places say it all. They say Mogen Avos and Vayichulu and Mamem Adlikim. V'chein Iker De'ein Avelus B'Shabbos. And that's the Iker Minhag. To say it all. So again, some say they don't say Main Sheva and not B'Med Madlikin, just Vayichulu. And some say they say Birkas Main Sheva but not B'Med Madlikin. And there are other Mekomos that say everything. Now, what's this whole discussion, why you should say it and why you shouldn't say it? Right, well, what's the issue here? What? Avelus, the what? What? Since there's no Avelus for Shabbos, then you can't say it. What does Main Sheva have to do with Avelus? But it's nothing to do with that. It's a Min Sheina Kavua. There's this whole discussion is maybe you shouldn't say these things because they don't fit into Avelus. Right? And then he quotes the many shittas that you do say it. But this whole discussion of Orchas Chaim is assuming that there's no issue of not saying it because it's a Beis Knesset Sheina Kavua. Which L'chor is also the other Orchas Chaim, the other line in the Orchas Chaim, where he quoted the din of not saying it. Right, what did he say in the other place? The Beis Hasan of Ovel Leika Haitayim Alom Rinalo. Right, he quotes the Sefer Minhagos in this Orchas Chaim, but in the other Orchas Chaim, he assumes that the only issue is maybe you don't say it because some reason that you don't say it in the Beis Ovel. But then he says many opinions say you do say it. But why doesn't he just you know, dismiss it because of the issue of that it's saying the Kavua? So comes the Mar Albach and says, don't you see from this Orchas Chaim that he's not concerned with the whole issue of Einu Kavua? You look on page 16. Havalfia emes einu maspik sheinei matzinu Rav Godol halo ya Rav Rav Aaron HaKohen Zal shechiber sefer Orchas Chaim shekosu bilcha Shabbos adina neskashein leochid lamra uvhilchas orvel kosu beferish שאומרים עושה בבייס אובל ומנעוד הוא הדין אוס כל שכן שאומרים עושה בבייס חסנם. ראי מבואר ממנה כל אלו מקומו שהזכיר, go further down, the first word line is מבואר שהזכיר שעיקר התקון הויסה גם כן על בוטי חסנם. Maybe it's like a Simcha Dika thing to sing Magen Avos. Maybe they used to sing it, so it's a Simcha Dika thing. So you don't sing Beis Ovel. And then he says, but many have the minhag that you do. But this whole notion not to do it because it's not a Beis Knesset Kavua, he totally doesn't mention it. And fakir, it's mashal from there that it's the only shayla is because of avelus, but a beis chasanim, for sure you say it. But there are times I'll do hechad hashlan noga hi takana beis kenosu shalanu avu bishayim biyishu veim behem sakana vachadam yisalun meim aduz gram yishonu b'chom mokum shemispalim biyoda avu gab shum mokum deleka sakana. That was just like Avram Levitt, just like, look, Lamai said you shouldn't say it in shul anyway, right, because there's no sakana, but yet we do. So we should say it every place. Avol gav shu mokum deleka sakana mishum leisa the bote knesios tikel buhum sakana. So Mimela, according to this, you could say it. One second. Right, he says, just like Avram Levitt says, our shuls, we should say it, yeah, we do. So maybe the takana there was, we say it when with a minion. But it doesn't have to be, in other words, maybe this whole thing of kavua doesn't apply. So in other words, because don't you see from this Orchas Chaim? The Orchas Chaim seems to deny it, even though he quotes the Sefer Minhagos in the other place in the Orchas Chaim. But the Orchas Chaim Hilchos Avel totally doesn't take into account this in Yunayna Kavua. The only issue is maybe it's not right to say it in the Beis Ovel. And then he says maybe it is. Then he says no, but Ein Avel is Mishabes, so go ahead and say it. But what about what he said before? So what, he's rejecting what he said before? Or before he was just quoting one opinion that's not really the mainstream? So the Maral Bach says you know, that it's not so pasha that you can't say it. So he says, but Maisa is, many people have the minhag not to say it. So in the bottom line, he writes on page 16, the right column, right near it, me'edus elu rabbanim eskarim, she'a minhagu kodum, shalom lom rasob v'es chasanim, there was, if there's no minhag specifically to say it, then you shouldn't say it. But if there is a minhag to say it, then for sure you should, then you could say it. But Rav Moshe Feinstein probably thought that in the Aguda Convention there was no minhag to say it or not to say it, they were just saying it. So then he felt they shouldn't say it. Well, if there's a minhag kavua to follow this, to say it, so then yesh al mi lismoch the rabar and hakoyim. But it's not pshat that just everything goes. No.
But if they're just getting together for one time, and the guy is saying Magen Avos, you should stop him. You should stop. Okay, if it's not an embarrassment, you should stop him. Why? Because it's not a minhag kavua. And there's no minhag that they have to say it per se. He just didn't know the halacha, so he was saying it like normal. So then he shouldn't say it. In the place where there's a minhag kavua to say it, so then you don't have to. And that's what the Magen Avraham quotes this Maral Bach. What page is the Magen Avraham on? Page 9. Page 9, one second. So the Magen Avraham in Sifkat Yudal, the Legatimer, Mokum Shenogim La Omra Aim Limchos Biyodam. And that's the Maral Bach. The Maral Bach, but what's the source of the Maral Bach? Orchis Chaim. What? It didn't make it in the Shulchan Aruch. But he's saying if there's a minhag. So, look. No, but what if you're in a shul, in a minyan, and someone says it, Mustami, you should stop him. Why? Because I don't think anyone Bizman Azep has a minhag per se. They just they don't know the. A lot of people never heard of this halacha. Right. So not that they have a minhag to do it. That they went through the sheet of the Orchis Chaim and this is became, you know, there's a minhag, Rig minhag to say. It's just they don't know. So then, Taka, you should tell the Chazan before that if he's in the Bar Mitzvah and they're having the minyan in someone's, say Friday night, they can eat the meal in someone's house. So instead of having to schlep to shul and then going to the house, they're going to already have the minyan in the house. So then for sure you don't say Magen Avos. You don't say Magen Avos. If he said it, okay, so there is this, you know, there is Shitas, this Orchis Chaim that says that it's okay. But l'chatchila, you shouldn't say it. Because, as again, I don't think anyone has a minhag per se to say it. It's just that it's a question of lack of knowledge. You know. And if it's a Shabbaton, so Kevin, how long are the Shabbatons usually?
3 days.
3 days. So 3 days, what do you say, Pinchas? 3 days?
Shabbos is day one,
Friday
is day one.
Right, Friday is day one. And then they say Friday, Shabbos, and they go home when? Sunday, sometimes Monday. So, Lachara, say they go to, like they sometimes they go to camp. Say like sometimes they have, like they had last year, NCSY, Shabbaton, and Morashah. But there they have a shul there. They're not using it. Yeah, but it's used as a shul. It's just for 10 months a year it's in disuse. Then it's used for 2 months in the summer. And then 10 months disuse, another 2 months in the summer. And then, once in a while, the camp wants to make some money, so they'll rent it out to NCSY for a Shabbaton here, a Shabbaton there. What? When it's used as a shul. Yeah, so the block minion. Well, that place we went in West Orange. You know that place we went? That's every Friday night they have it there? Oh, so that's. And there's a Sefer Torah there too. Yes. So that's Kavua, that you could say. What? It's Kavua. But this block thing. Hey, Joseph. Where's Joseph? People, is not here? But the block thing? What do they do with the block thing? Every Friday night they go to someone else's house? What? And there's no Sefer Torah. and every Friday night. In other words, it's the same group of people. And they say it probably, Mogen Avos. Okay, look, I'm sure they asked the Shaila. Let me say, Jacob Schuld is the posek here on these in Yemen. I'm talking regular halakha. Is it a din in the Beis Knesset Kavua or in the people Kavua? Which is the more... The Chorah should be more in the Beis Knesset, not in the people. I don't know, unless you say, once the Kavua group, so then there's a Shail of Machrin. Because that is the... It's a mini Kavua, it's just in different places. It's a mini Kavua. And mini kavua, or this is still chashas and machren, right? Marav, have to go to the Marav for this one, because the chor is a chashas of machren. Once there's a group, and you always go to this group, so I think there's room to be making. Well, yeah, so there's a place every week. It's a different place.
Then it's not kavua, then it has to be a separate.
Well, the whole idea as far is that by Beis Chasanim, no one's coming there for the minyan. So there's no ma'achrim, which is no one coming there. But as long as the kavua. What? Right, so there's a. Right, so there you're saying there's a minhag. Their talk is a. You can call that a minhag, you want to say. So you shouldn't be mocha. So we're not going to be mocha. We're not going to be mocha in your minyan. Because the Mogen Avraham, he says we shouldn't be mocha based on this Maral Bach, and the Maral Bach is based on the Yerach Haschaim. Yeah. Because I told him about the story of Rav Moshe. He thought even Rav Moshe would make it because there's a shul. It was in the shul. You were there, right? It was in the shul. A guru convention is not in the shul. A guru convention is a hotel. Yeah. Now, what does the Ben Ish Chai say about all this? I think we should look at the Ben Ish Chai. Get back to the Sephardic tradition here. The Ben Ish Chai. So the Ben Ish Chai. Where's Albert? Albert's not here. He'll tell him about it. That we did a Ben Ish Chai. Okay, Eli? Bracha Mein Sheva, he says like this. Ein Iker Tam Shalahu Ma Shamru Rabbi Sein Azal Shiniskan Mishviel Machim Leveis Knesher Besada. That's not the real reason. So this whole thing that we say that the real reason are the latecomers and the Mazikin and all things, that's not the real reason. Whereas al pi sod, there's an inyan to have like a chazara sashatz Friday night, not because of ma'achren. Again, gam im mispalim tzibur beis chasanim avein kayotzi shein shom sefer Torah chayovim lomar bracha mein sheva. Again, posher haminig b'yushalayim lomar b'chol mokum shem mispalim basora avo pin shein shom sefer Torah. V'zem minig nispashim mizman rabbeinu harashash zal. That's not the Rashash in the back of the Gemara. This is Rav Shalom Sharabi the Mekubal. So the Ben Ish Chai says, Al-Pi Sod, you always should say, even if it's not Kavua, even if it's. So I guess if you're a Sephardic person. So it's interesting. What do you do when it's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ben Ish Chai? Was this against Maran? It's against Maran. It's against Maran. And then is it Slach in Brachas? They ask him, the Kashali, the honey tray, the Hainu, Bracha Main Shema, Ubirkas Yireinenu. Now he discusses the comparison between the Bracha Baruch Hashem La'olam and Magen Avos. The Travai Shavim is there. Shet, was the Chorda similar? Shet Chilas Takanosim Haisam Ibnei Amazikin, the Mesak Neshe Shalom, Shebusados, Vafal Pikin. Kamata shabek kiskneset shalonu hein beir nisharu takanosim vadu bebracha main zayin bein adafke bateknias kfuos. In other words, we never find that this concept that you need a basic kneset kavua for bracha Hashem la'olam, right? And it's the same idea, because people are Machron, so then if the whole Sfar of Machron doesn't apply, like you have a Meir of Minyan in Marina Del Rey, there's no Machron there, because no one's coming to Marina Del Rey for the Meir of Minyan. So it's not shot that you have to worry about Machron. The whole Sfar doesn't apply. So L'chora, when you daven Meir of there, you shouldn't say Baruch Hashem Lola, but L'mai said we do. We don't find the poskim say that. So how come, so what's the chilat? If they're both the same thing of Mishum Achrin, so how come by Mogen Avos we're Machpid Afka based Knesset Kavua, and by Baruch Hashem Lolo we're not? Aval Musalim is a Mokum Derech Harai, in Omri Moso, Kachin Moso Beis Achasanim Beis Avelim, who were Madulo Mitzinu Lashum Echad, Sheyaske Dabazeb Rikas Yirenenu, Shalolomro Beis Avelim. How come we don't find the Poskim saying that by Baruch Hashem Lolo? And certainly, you shouldn't say it be chidus, right? Baruch Hashem la'olam, right? But just like Mogen Avos, you don't say be chidus. Well, I came to the brachas you were in niskan and betchilaf liyoh, but lemaisa maybe it was niskan even for yochid, but maybe in a chanami, maybe the kash is the teretz. Maybe we taka shouldn't say Baruch Hashem la'olam when we're davening b'yichidus. And maybe taka we shouldn't say Baruch Hashem la'olam. But l'maisa, that's not the minhag olam, so I can't start new things. But and maybe the tzlach's kasha is so good that the kasha is better than the teretz. I mean, l'maisa, the answer he gives is that they made a takana, they made it for takana for yochid. But why did they do that? Why did kach tiknu? Ah, why did they make this takana like that? And they didn't make a takana for yochid for this, because main shev is like a chazar sashatz. You're not going to make it for a yochid. Baruch Hashem lolam is a bracha. You can make it for yochid. So once they instituted that a yochid says it, so I made a whole. You got that packet, right? We should make a whole Baruch Hashem La'olam packet. The question is, what did Baruch Hashem La'olam meant? Was that they skipped Baruch Hashem La'olam, or that was the Shmon Esrei? Right, we have different pshatim. I think Rav Bigzat Zal, from Moshe Birkitz, I think someone told me once that he held that could be Chazar Sashatz was not Niskan unless it's a base Knesset Kavua. Which also makes the same idea, because what was the whole idea of Chazar Shashas? People who didn't know the daven, so they went to shul to hear the. But no one comes to Marina Del Rey because they don't know how to daven to hear Chazar. You know what I mean? So the same idea. Chazar Shashas also, I think, Rav Bick thought that Meikar Adin you could do the Heicha Shmon Esrei and by the Chasanis, because besides that everyone's in a rush, but because of what? Because it's not a base Knesset Kavua. So you shouldn't have to have a takon of Chazar Sashatz. And maybe in a Hanami. I like the Kasha. I like the Tzlach's Kasha a lot. I like the Kasha. Rav Bienenfeld. They have all three Bienenfelds here, Rav Bosef, today. You have three Bienenfelds on the shiur, I'd like to point that. Okay. The side comment, yeah. You're right. In other words, why don't we say it's a low plug, and then therefore we right? But you see, they didn't say that. But why? That's a question. Did they make it a low plug or didn't they make it a low plug? So all these. So maybe if you hold like Rav Aaron HaKohen of Lunil, maybe they did make it a low plug. Maybe that's yeah. Ben Goldstein. Yeah, I mean, if the shul, everyone else is saying it, so you do have the just to say a Mogen Avos, you sing Shem Hashem. You can say it without Shem Hashem if you want. You could sing along Mogen Avos. Right, but so yeah. Then the Rav Yoh, on page 23, puts this together with Kiddush and Shul. But just like Kiddush and Shul, the reason is from the Orchim, and we don't have the Orchim, we still make it because it's a minug. So too, he says in the fourth line, on the fifth line rather, still we do it, so same thing over here. But then he says, Shuvas Rabbeinu Hanan Reis in the Shalom Yochid Omer, Bracha Achas Main Sheva, Heshiv Shotarach La Omro. Okay. So in Rav Moshe, on page 24, in Igros Moshe, he says, "Atulia b'sefer Torah lo muvan." He doesn't understand this idea why you need a sefer Torah. Chashash she'avotek b'zeus tvu mishu b'nei adam she'achrim asu davar zakavu l'chol tzibur v'chol machum she'mispalim. Zedasem v'chol machum shem shlo yakol kach yain matzu v'chu inchi. Gametosus, have you Yerushalmi brachas tiknu zeh b'makom shein yain motzu l'kiddush? Right, that's our Yerushalmi that we saw. Shatz yeru d'fnei teiv amrachas mein sheva. Mizeh nasa minuk b'chol makom shem shalach kach yain motzu l'kul yinchi. Maybe that's another reason to say Mogen Avos. But since the Rishalmi's reason, that they didn't have wine, so then they made a takana to say it even in places that you do have wine. So something along those lines. Okay, the last page from the Avudraham just shows you how the. The different parts of the main Sheva, Keneged Mogen Avram, Mechayim Esim, Kel HaKadosh, right?
And then he has another thing. Tam Nisha on the second column, the first word line is Tam. They should call Shah Halelos Bnei HaKfar Mashkim Marimim Balaila. Shem Sefer Torah Shabalel Shayni Mashkim Liyom HaKnisa Shmo Kriyas HaTorah Lel Shlishi Chozum Lateyim Lel Rian Shalim Vavoteyim. They used to stay home on Wednesdays, Tuesday nights. So it wasn't such a chashash, the mazikin. But one last point in the Sefer Tehillah of David on the next page, he says that Niradim Kolat Sibur Mispalim Bavayis Acher Shalom Beis Hakneses Beis Atam. In other words, you have a mini kavu, but not in the Beis Hakneses. So Omim Bracha Achaz Main Shevet. The Bezet Shach Shapir Tam Demachim Lovo. So in other words, all you need is a minion kavua. You don't need a base kinesis kavua. So I think based on this Tilo David, the block minion, well, because that's the reason. It's still a svara machum lovo, right? Because everyone knows where the minion is that week. So that's so according to the Tilo David, there would be you could say it in the block minion. So the only place where there's a real problem is the Shabbatons or the conventions or things like that. That's mamish. That's mamish ain't a kavua, unless it's in a homework type of thing where there's a shul that's always there or there several months a year. Yeah. In other words, what if you take a non kosher hotel, the Eden Rock, in the right? You're all from the Eden Rock. That's a very nice hotel. I saw it. It's very spitz. Spitz hotel there in Collins. Yeah. So if you go to so you make that kosher for Pesach or the Fountain Blue. They have a minion in the Fountain Blue? Yeah. Right. Now the Fountain Blue regularly is treif, right? Yeah. So the question is what would be there? Is that a so I would say they rely on the Taz, that's called the Ezayomim. There's a what? Right. So that's like the Taz. I mean, so I'm sure they say Moganovos in the Fountain Blue. In Tower 41, maybe. That's Kavua. That's Kavua. Kavua mode. Okay, everybody. So let's just review very briefly what we did. We discussed Moganovos. It's on Shabbos, not on Yontif. The Shabbos, there was the Mazikin, and not Yontif didn't have the Mazikin, or Shabbos, based on the Gemara, the Friday night, there was that special Mazik, or Yontif, you can light the candle Friday, you can't, or Yontif, they didn't come to Shul anyway because of Ochal Nefesh, for various reasons. And then we saw that the Rivash says you don't say it based Avelim, based Chasanim, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes, and hence the whole idea of David Sheder Kavua. Tilo David says, but if it's a minion Kavua, even though it's not a base Knesset Kavua, it's okay. And then we saw the question, why is it different than Baruch Hashem La'olam? That the Tzlach raises that. And then we saw that, but the Maral Bach is the one who says the other way, based on Rav Aaron HaKohen, that gives different opinions in the base Ovel. But, and then at the end he says, yeah, you could say it because Ein Avel is B'Shabbos, but doesn't mention this notion of Ein Kavua, as Masha doesn't hold from it. So there's a minute to say it, you Ein Mocha. But in general, you shouldn't say it because it was only a Takana in a base Knesset. I would say, so based on what we're saying, it's a base Knesset Kavua or a Min Kavua. One or the other. See, the question according to. Right, it's one or the other. If you have a base Knesset Kavua or a minion Kavua, you have room to say you could say it. But if you don't have a base Knesset Kavua or a minion Kavua, then you should not say it. Okay.